Fantastic. So tell me about today. What's been spoken about and what do you think everyone will get out of it?
Well, since becoming Cabinet Secretary for Infrastructure, this has been my first opportunity to come to the airport, although I've been here previously as Minister for Transport. And I've just been hearing about the ideas which the airport has for further development. So obviously the bid for the spaceport, looking to grow passenger traffic, looking to grow the freight traffic and also the fixed base operations. So just really hearing about the airport's plans for the future.
Where do you think Prestwick can go in the future? How do you think you can attract more business to it?
Well, those things which I mentioned. So a very good reputation already in terms of freight transport, and that has a real potential for growth. We know how competitive it is for new routes and for increased passengers, but working very hard for that. The spaceport would be a fantastic boost to the area if that was possible, but there are other places in Scotland looking to do that as well. So those are the kind of areas where it can really make a difference. And the management team which is here, which is working on this, is working very hard to make sure that we can turn this around as quickly as possible.
And the spaceport, how do you think you can make Prestwick a realistic and challenger for it?
Well, for the Scottish Government, we obviously have to support any Scottish bid which comes forward. A number of other places have also said they're interested. We have to wait and see what the bid criteria is. But once that happens, I think any Scottish bid which remains, if that was Prestwick and any others, then the Scottish Government want to get completely behind that, because there's huge potential benefits for wherever that's located in terms of research, visitors and future development. So we're very hopeful that a Scottish site will be chosen. Fantastic airport for many people in across Scotland, because, you know, like myself, people came here to go to Canada in the past, and of course the low-cost airlines. So there's a great attachment, I think, within Scotland to Prestwick. Many people have an attachment to Edinburgh and Prestwick, or Glasgow and Prestwick, but I think we're all keen to see Prestwick develop in the future in a way that perhaps it hasn't done in recent years.
Ryanair pulled out a lot of flights from Prestwick. How do you think you can counteract that in the future?
Well, of course, all the airports which currently have Ryanair flights in Scotland talk to Ryanair on a regular basis. So it's trying to make sure that the fit with what Ryanair are looking for is served by Prestwick. Of course, you have advantages in terms of the weather here. So planes much more infrequently cancel because of fog, for example. So that's an advantage for Prestwick. The relationship they already have with Ryanair I think is important as well. But it really comes down to going and fighting for that business. And I know the management team here are trying to do that.